So we've been studying here the last several weeks, looking in the book of Leviticus here. We looked at several of the offerings here, that and I know some of you have been in the class, some of you not in the class, but that the children of Israel were offering back or offering up to the Lord. Today we looked at the peace offering. Unlike that of the burnt offering, the peace offering, the burnt offering was to be totally consumed by fire with none left over to be used in any other way. The peace offering, though, was meant to be shared. We could say it was a communal offering. A certain portion was given or offered up, but then the greater portion was to be shared with family and friends. I think it was meant to draw people together. It was a time of thanksgiving, not only of the sacrifice, but of the blessings that were supplied by the Lord. You can't help think of the peace offering without going to these verses in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us is born, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And of the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever and ever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You know, in this world today, there are times when we don't maybe see a lot of peace. But with the promise of the Prince of Peace coming into this world, we can have calmness. We can have that peace. We can have that spiritual harmony with him because of his coming and his sacrifice. We celebrate the coming of his birth of this child, but here around the table, we also celebrate him as the peace offering of the Old Testament. Just as the peace offering of the Old Testament, that blood had to be shed and the peace offering had to die. But as they gathered their friends and family together to share that Old Testament peace offering, we share together today, right here around this table, the peace offering showing that's being shed once and for all for us. We think about Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection. And as we share around this table, the cup and the bread that we share, we partake in. The Prince of Peace has come so that we can all remember him through this communal offering. I believe there is a straight line between the Old Testament peace offering and the Lord's table today. Let's end with this. For the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Dear Father in heaven, as we come today and we gather here around your table, remembering the sacrifice that's been paid on our behalf, that you were given, and as we share together today, just even that, as we saw in that last night of your, that you would be gathered with your closest friends. You would offer up this memorial feast, memorial offering, that we can remember you, a time when we can assemble to remember and to share the blessings you've given us, the life that was given on our behalf, and the hope that we have through you and your Son. For it's in his name we pray.